This is crazy. This is nuts.
It is literally nuts.
Oh.
A man hurt his testicles, his gonads, if you will, and is now suing. It was during a robbery.
He was robbing a place.
He was robbing a place, hurt his cojones, and is now suing the place that he was robbing.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
What? How did he hurt him?
Three men broke into a store in Ireland. Where this happened. And as they loaded the stolen stuff into their car, the cops showed up. They wound up chasing the guys back into the store and arresting them. But apparently during the cop chase, one of the burglars bumped into a shelf with his unit. His twig and berries. Swear. He cut them so badly he needed to have stitches.
I'm sorry, but how can he? I guess you could sue anybody, but I don't see him winning this case.
I have no. Can we ask somebody who knows? Maybe.
Mancuser Matt read my mind. He already called her.
Yes.
Because here's my other thought. There was a case one time where a robber was in a house and the homeowner got home, and the robber ran out the back of the house, but it was a glass door and he didn't see it, and then the robber sued and won, I believe.
Oh my gosh.
This case kind of reminds me of that, but the police are chasing them.
I know. You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember, I don't remember where it was, maybe in Massachusetts, but there was somebody whose home was being robbed by this guy, and the alarm went off, or he was leaving, and he slipped and fell down some icy stairs.
Yes.
He sued the homeowners, and I think he won that one, too.
Holy cow.
I don't understand how that's possible.
We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
This is unfair.
Does he have a case?
Yeah. No, he does not.
Good.
This guy, he has not only sued the owner of the premises, he has also sued the court, the police, and the entire nation of Ireland.
What?
He's just, you know, it's one of those nut job lawsuits that they happen here in the U.S. as well. But of course, you know, this guy's not going to recover. And in Ireland, their premises liability law is very similar to ours here in the United States, because we all derived our laws from English common law. And the only duty that a landowner or homeowner owes to a trespasser in Ireland, and it's similar in most U.S. states, is the duty to refrain from intentionally harming them. And that is typically considered like your booby trap type situation. And you guys are correct that there have been a few instances here and there where someone will recover under very unusual circumstances. There's a very famous case in the U.S. where a teenager, was trying to break into his high school, and he fell through a skylight and became a quadriplegic. And he recovered. He won, even though he was a trespasser, but he was only awarded $200,000 and some change. He was suing for like $8 million.
Why was he awarded?
The reason he was awarded something is it was in a state that has comparative fault rather than contributory negligence, where the fault of both parties are weighed, and his damages were drastically reduced down to almost nothing, considering the gravity of the injury. But what happened was, in that particular situation, lots of kids try to break into schools, right? I mean, it happens a lot with teenagers. And several kids had fallen through these skylights. Several kids had been injured. This kid just happened to be injured very seriously. And so the jury said, you know what? This had happened so many times that it rises to the level of willful and wanton negligence, which gets you to that intentional conduct, which is the rare exception where you would owe somebody.
Well, let me ask you this, Lisa Lanier. Like Kevin McAllister, I remember that.
I was thinking Home Alone, too.
that case, I think, in Chicago years ago. But he set up booby traps. Let's say someone really did that. They thought somebody was going to rob their house, and they set up booby traps, and the guys get an iron to the head, or they burn their hand on the, you know, or whatever. Could they then sue?
Yeah, booby traps are really, that they've been around for a long time. I don't know where the booby part comes from. I don't know why they know it's called traps.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Because what happens is you see boobs and you're trapped.
That would make more sense.
I feel silly saying it, but booby traps have been around for a long time. And the law is really clear. You can actually be charged with a crime if you set a booby trap. There's a really famous case, one of the first ones, where a guy, he killed somebody because he set up a gun that was rigged to go off in his shed because some kids had been breaking into his shed.
Oh my gosh.
He killed a kid. He killed a kid with this gun that he set up to go off as soon as they opened the door. And that guy went to prison, and it stands for that's the case that really, you know, everybody learns in law school, it stands for the fact that you can't set these traps for people who are potential trespassers. But now you guys know, because we've talked about it on the show, there's this whole new body of law with the stand your ground stuff. And that right. starts to take us in a different direction.
I see. Yeah, if someone's like in your house, you know, causing you harm, you can defend your property, right?
You can defend your property, but you still can't set booby traps. But okay. you can certainly, you know, the new thing in North Carolina is it's assumed if they are in your car, in your house, or in your workplace unlawfully, then there's just an assumption that they're presenting a lethal danger to you, and you're allowed to use deadly force against them in any of those scenarios.
And that's changed, because it used to be you would have to, not. I thought a couple of years ago, they would have to be breaking into your house and being life-threatening. Now, if they're just in your house,
yeah, that's
correct?
What she, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. The law, the change in the law took away the burden on the victim to prove that there was a threat of deadly force.
I like the law, except for the fact one time a few years ago, I was hungover as all hell, and I walked out of a condo to get some fresh air, and it was my friend's condo, and I turned around and walked in the wrong condo because they all looked the same. And this guy went nuts yep. on me, but technically he could have shot and killed me over a simple mistake.
He could have. Mm-hmm. He could have.
We call those a missed opportunity yep. here on the show.
It's kidding. Scary, but I mean, you know, the rule, don't go in other people's houses.
Right.
If
right.
you're not invited. Just
right.
don't.
I didn't
yeah.
mean to.
Well, in your case, but
in,
I'm,
I mean,
I'm
your
saying
case,
but people
yeah.
there that are there to cause harm or to do, and because the homeowner, you don't know what's going on. You can't
no.
make a judgment like, well, he's just here to steal my TV. No,
mm-mm.
or she.
Exactly.
Well, as always, official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning, we appreciate it. Lisa Lanier, ever injured
Thank
on the
you.
Job. Contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or simply go to 107.5KZL.com.